Let's do it. Here it is. It's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
It is a Friday edition of Not Necessarily the News. Perfect when it comes crashing down and it hurts inside. Welcome our worldwide audience, streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. Join in on the discussion. Gone yesterday.
Would you welcome Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan here at WrestleMania 4 this afternoon.
Fee-fi-fold, Fum Andre. One long year, and your time has come, man.
His throw to the top of the cage. Hogan hanging on.
Hulkamania is here.
What you gonna do when Hulkamania run over here?
Yeah, pretty much as right after the show was ending yesterday, word came out that Hulk Hogan passing away, Terry Bollea, there in Clearwater, Florida, at his home at the age of 71. The listed cause was paramedics did show up and tried to treat him. They were it was cardiac arrest. Now, it's in the many Facebook wrestling groups I'm in, you see things and you don't know if it's real. It's like wrestling. You don't know if it's real or whatever or anything. Wrestling. But I've seen for the past, about, I want to say like a month ago, he's had numerous back surgeries, went in for another one, and it appeared that there may have been a complication of sort or two. And a lot of rumors about extreme failing health at that time. He made it back home, reportedly couldn't speak, so I'm not sure if that had something to do with it.
No.
And then subsequently this. So Hulk Hogan passing away. I mean, just he's on the Mount Rushmore no matter what your list looks like. If you have any wrestling thing, because even if you're not in wrestling, you probably know who Hulk Hogan is.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those just kind of like in the vein of Ozzy. Transcendent characters and figures and gone at the age of 71. Same year, by the way. This is his theme. Rick Derringer. He passed away a couple weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Also, Chuck Mangione.
Oh, for crying out loud. So the cancellation of the Late Show on CBS causing some folks to literally break down. Sandra Oh of Grey's Anatomy fame tried to console Stephen Colbert, saying the move was a strike against free speech. Said she's understandably outraged. And then, in honor of Shark Week, she really, really jumped the shark. She wished a plague on the homes of everyone in CBS and Paramount.
A plague?
A plague.
Okay.
And a pox on anyone who supported them.
Even older school.
So so we're at the stage of plagues and pox.
Yeah.
By the way, the ladies over at The View are also on hiatus.
Oh.
So I don't know what Larry's gonna think about all this.
And,
Larry!
He does love The View.
I'm sorry, Larry.
Yeah, and they
it's
could
gonna
be
okay.
Yeah, but when they return, that might be the plague. I'm not sure. Maybe we can finally put a bow on this whole Coldplay thing. As yesterday, evidently the HR director or the people manager or whatever their little title is.
Hey, I'm here to help.
Kristen Cabot, she also resigned. She had stayed on in the position, even though the CEO, you know, bailed, had to.
You mean the CEO who hired her, who happened to be having an affair with her?
I think that was the story,
yeah.
Last I checked.
I mean, there's no conflict of interest there.
Yeah. By the way, Coldplay streams are up 25% since they destroyed that CEO and everybody's families. So good job, Coldplay. Also in concert news, Luke Bryan has returned back to the stage.
Oh, thank heavens.
He's missed a bunch of shows, including the Dallas one, this entire summer. Now we know why. So he told a recent crowd a couple nights ago, he said, when I can sing, I'm going to sing, and when I can't, y'all are going to sing. So it's still pretty tenuous right now because he's been battling COVID this summer, Luke Bryan. And it's been kicking his tail. And it's nobody, he's trying to sing with a mask on, and it's not.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's going to, he'll figure it out eventually. Maybe. Probably not.
So, you know, Travis Kelce's mom, Donna, enjoying her time as Taylor Swift's little buddy. But not everyone wants to have their son date a superstar. You know, Taylor dated Matt Healy from the 1975s before Travis entered the picture. And his mom, Denise Welch, well, she's happy to have lost her role as potential mother-in-law. She revealed the news on Watch What Happened Live. She also mentioned that, they're not allowed to talk about anything regarding the relationship. But someone else wrote an entire album about it. Says that period in her life was tricky, but her son is handling everything with good grace and now has a gorgeous supermodel fiance named Gabriella.
Yeah. Same story for Chuck Mangione's amazing album, Feels So Good. It was a bad breakup.
Dun, 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 dun.
Makes you feel like you're in a waiting room. R.I.P. Chuck. R.I.P. Chuck.
Sorry, Chuck.
Well, one love that is coming to fruition is Zac Brown and Kendra Scott. So they went official as a couple back at the ACM Awards up there in Frisco way not too long ago. And now they're engaged. Confirmed by People Magazine.
Already engaged?
Zac Brown, the jewelry queen out of Texas, Kendra Scott, are officially engaged. And the happy couple showed off her custom pink diamond ring. So, but that's got to be daunting.
I was going to say, did she design it
Kendra
herself?
Kendra Scott an engagement ring?
I don't know.
Like trying to argue wrestling facts with me. I mean, you just don't do it.
I mean, maybe Kendra's got her ears on. Maybe she could help someone we know that may be buying a ring.
Oh, moving on to our next story.
Okay, here we go. Planning a birthday party for the kiddos is a really big deal when you're a mom or dad. Yeah. So picture it. Everybody is at Chuck E. Cheese. You got the games. You got the pizza. That rat is entertaining everyone. And then the local police department walks in and takes him away. Police in Tallahassee under fire for arresting one Jermell Jones on credit card fraud charges. And they did all this while he was dressed as Chuck.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Of course, the video going viral now because you're hanging out at Chuck E. Cheese and all of a sudden there's a big bust. Children were very, very confused when the mouse went from a high-fiving to handcuffs. Another customer accused Jermell of stealing $100 off of her credit card while she, too, was enjoying her time at the establishment in June. So,
I mean, I'm not going to say told you so, but...
No!
Sorry, kids.
That rat is pretty creepy. It doesn't surprise me in the least.
Because I just want to play Chuck Mangione.
Who doesn't?
Apparently, soap opera's still a thing. Peacock has renewed Days of Our Lives for a 63rd season.
Oh.
Sorry, Mom. USA is canceling Resident Alien after this upcoming fourth season. They love that show. I know. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix today.
Oh.
With Adam Sandler. Don't worry if you, it's the sequel. If you never saw the original Happy Gilmore, trust me, you'll be able to follow along and catch up just fine. And a petition has started, speaking of this week, to rename the Birmingham, England airport after Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, we're going to fly in today to the Ozzy Osbourne airport.
There you go. He grew up in the city. Birmingham's his place. Petition already has well over 5,000 signatures. How many people are in Birmingham with supporters praising his legacy?
Yeah.
Ozzy Airport.
Rock on, dude.
Ozzy Osbourne Airport. Well, I'd rather do the airport than rename the train station after Ozzy.
Hanging up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.